The recount got underway at 9 in the morning at the Washington Town Hall just outside of the Eau Claire Metro. A line of tables split the meeting room in half, each stocked with busy workers and counting more than 27,000 votes. There were stations for recounting paper ballots, analyzing the receipt tape from ballot scanning machines, and reports from touchscreen voting machines as well. Eau Claire County Clerk Janet Loomis says she's been through recounts before, but this one is a bit different.
The state has put out guidelines that they want all 72 counties to follow, and they want each municipality to be done in its entirety before we go on, so it's a slower process.
Loomis says she originally hoped to finish up the recount in a couple days, but with the new process, it could take up to four. Also moving from table to table with clipboard in hand was Carolyn Kaiser, a legal representative for candidate Joanne Kloppenburg. She says the county did a good job with the Supreme Court election, but some of the townships could use more training.
My main goal here is for a credible election, and that Wisconsin is in such a polarized state right now. We as people need to get trust in what is the process, and I think this is a good step.
And representing the Justice David Prosser camp was Richard Schwankel. He was satisfied that the results from the recount were matching up with the totals from the election, but says this is a lesson in accuracy.
This is where the poll workers find out what they need to improve on.
Eau Claire County has estimated that the recount will cost taxpayers around $3,500. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.